G'day, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
A good topic today, begging for food. This is not humans, just definitely dogs who beg.
They do, and they are masters at it.
They are.
Especially, we've just been through Christmas, and I bet you lots of people have had this problem. And part of the problem, or a big part of the problem, is us. They look at us with those really soft, gentle eyes that, you know, how could we not share with them? Don't we love them? And sure enough, something ends up with the dog. And you've just got to remember, every time they have one little success, they assume the next time they do this behavior, they're going to get some more. And kids are often really bad at reinforcing the begging behavior. So the dog might beg for the child. The child goes, yeah, sure, here you go. Here's half my toast, and then all of a sudden you start to have a problem. So a couple of the great weapons that they have against us is that they actually have a look. They've genetically, over a period of time, their eyes will look a certain way, which impacts on us. They also release oxytocin when they look us straight in the eyes, which makes us love them more and makes us want to give them more. And unfortunately, we tend to do that by thinking about their stomach. So a couple of things that you can do is you make it a rule that never, ever, ever are we ever going to give the dog anything from our hands when we're having a meal or we're in the lounge room and we're having dessert. We just don't give. We don't give to begging. We don't start the behavior, and then we never need to try and deal with the behavior. And if you can, people and families are different, but I always recommend never to give dogs human food, because once they have a taste for it, it's especially at the barbecue, you know, you have 20 people come over and somebody's given your dog a sausage and all of a sudden now they know what the sausage tastes like and they know how to get that sausage. So I would recommend just don't ever go there. That way the dog can come into the barbecue and enjoy themselves as well with all the people, but doesn't lose that opportunity. Restrict space. So if your dog is begging, it's really important to maybe put them on their bed or get them away from you or maybe put them outside so that your dog learns, ah, whenever I do this begging behavior, it actually works against me because I get put further away. So restricting space is really good, and just be strict with it. Unfortunately, there is nothing worse than a dog that has got a degree in begging and then starts the little whining in the and we pick it up in the part of our brain that actually is unpleasant, so then we want to give them something to go away. So just those three keys: never give human food unless you can, you really can't avoid it, restrict space, and be strict with the rules about begging. Because you know, sure enough, if your parents come over or you've got people over, the dog's going to try it on them as well. So there's my tips for begging.
And as you say, Joe, they're very smart, so they'll try the begging, and they're very persistent, but they're smart enough to learn after a while, hey, this ain't working.
Yeah, exactly right. And we don't realise, because it's not our first language, but they actually are masters at body language. So they can see when we're looking weak and away they go. They just put on the act. So be very careful what you're showing your dog in those moments.
If you're having a problem with your dog, anything you'd like to discuss, send us an email. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au and click on the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.